Boker Tov, good morning, everyone. Continuing in Simon Reish Chas, it's really this in Siv Dalid, it's connected to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber is based on a Gemara, and Gemara in Brachos, which tells us, HaKoseis es Achita. If you eat, we know that grains become mizonos, but the way you do that is it has to be processed. If you eat a raw grain, or it's not prepared the way it ought to be, it's just a hadama. It's a product that grows from the ground. And indeed, the Gemara says, HaKoseis es Achita, someone who munches on wheat, the halacha is it's a bari pri hadama. So what turns something from wheat into being a mizonos product? And the halacha is, it seems to be it's two things. We saw yesterday in Siv Beis that it has to be shechilkan. It has to be that the grain, wheat, barley, rye, spelt, or oats, has to be cracked or split or squished in some manner, and then it's cooked. But if it's just the whole grain that you eat, the halacha is it's going to be hadama, even if you roast it. If you have a whole kernel of wheat, a whole kernel of oat, and you were to toast it or roast it, the halacha is that its bracha is bar pei hadama. And indeed, Mechaber tells us, achal dagan chai, if you eat any type of grain, raw, or also kleos or shaluk, whether it's baked or boiled, agrinim shlemim, and the grain is still whole, enum avarech ala bari pri adama l'achar av bari nefashas. So you only make the bracha of bari pri adama or bari nefashas. Now, there's one exception that the Mishnah Brura points out in Siv Beis, kind of going out of order. He says, v'daisa is some kind of, I think we would call it like oatmeal or some kind of cereal that's like cooked. He says, mikri kishnismayach nizdabek yafeh. If you have a whole grain, let's say oats, and then you boil it, and it becomes like sticky and mushy and squishy, then the halacha is, then we give it a bari mizonos. So two very, very practical halachas, which come up all the time in our lives. Oatmeal, I believe oatmeal, sometimes it's cracked oats, the oats have been split, so it's a mizonos, no matter what. But oftentimes it's whole oat, that's, if you cook it in water and it becomes mushy, that's indeed why you make a mizonos on oatmeal. A different example of what's a bari pri adama is granola. Granola is whole oats that's been pressed and steamed. And the poskim, Shlomo Zalman famously, but I think almost all poskim will tell you that granola, it's not sticky enough. It's the whole oat that's been pressed, that's been steamed, which means it's not so mushy, and then it gets rolled. And indeed, the halacha is granola is a hadama. That's the bracha you should make on granola and granola bars. The one exception is that oftentimes granola bars will also have other flour products in them, in which case you have an ikar and tuffel issue, and indeed the bracha would be mizonos. But granola in general is going to be ha'adama, and indeed it's my experience that most granola bars are also going to be a ha'adama, and that is the story. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.